My name is Roland Jones. I'm 89 years of age and lived in the Oakwood Round Hay area for 87 years until I moved to a residential home, care home, 18 months ago. This recording is taking place at my present home at Connaught Court, York, on Tuesday the 24th of February 2015. I'd like to start by saying that Oakwood was also my workplace as I ran the family electrical business of Jones to Oakwood at 472 Oakwood Parade from 1947 right up until I retired in 1993. Oakwood Parade was built in 1897 and I have a photograph from that date. In the foreground, there is another very young girl and her mother. This little girl lived over the Dewhurst butcher's shop. The girl was called Dorothy Winterburn, and she lived to be 100 years old. She was a very small lady and a waitress at the mansion for 47 years. I remember when Oakwood had three chemist shops, Blight's, Norton's and Timothy White's and Taylor's. Gordon Blight's business lasted by far the longest. In fact, it was the generic name for the chemist, and people were heard to say when they needed anything medical, "I'm just going down to pop down to Blight's." Indeed, local children believed their babies came from Blight's, a view formed because Mr. Blight used to weigh babies for customers, and mothers were seen leaving Blight's with babies in their arms. The electrified tram service track from Leeds city centre to Roundhay Park was the first electrified service in Europe, supplied by overhead wires. Clearly remember the tram crash of September 1952. I was in our shop window when it happened. The story goes that a tram driver took his tram to the terminus at Roundhay Park, put the brakes on and went to go down to the toilet. His brake must have slipped off and he came back to see his tram slowly moving down the track towards Oakwood. He ran after it but of course wasn't able to catch up with it to stop it. When the tram reached Oakwood, it smashed into another tram picking up passengers by the side of the clock. This in turn pushed the tram with such force that it jumped its rails at the bend in the road and careered towards the shops, ending up just in front of Blight's chemist shop, injuring six people. Then there was the cobbler called Jack Bramley, whose workshop was in Back Oakwood Parade. Jack was quite a remarkable man who had lost both his legs above the knee and still managed to work by sliding on boards and hauling himself on a rope attached to the wall to go backwards and forwards inside the shop and forwards between the workshop and the counter. He drove a three-wheeler van to and from home. Joneses had some very loyal customers over the years, and one such family was the Relwisco family, who lived in Oakwood and were very famous world-renowned wrestling promoters. And George Relwisco, who I would claim was a friend of mine, often had some very famous wrestlers staying with him, and they used to come to our shop for small things like batteries and bulbs and things like that. I met Billy Two Rivers and Mick McManus and Ian Campbell, to mention just a few. Other loyal customers of Jones of Oakwood were Colonel and Mrs. Tetley of Tetley's Brewery. They lived down North Lane. In 1952, Colonel Tetley was Lord Mayor of Leeds, and it was the custom each year they hosted a freight reception at the Civic Hall for friends and their tradespeople. I can remember attending along with their joiner, their decorator, the postman, the dustman, the chimney sweep and the local road sweeper, believe it or not. Another really interesting time for Joneses was in 1976, when we acquired Dewhurst Butcher's shop next door and merged the two properties into one. We had the shop floor completely refitted and we wanted a celebrity to do the grand opening. We booked Les Dawson. It was agreed that Les would come along at 2:30 p.m. and stay until 4:30 p.m. and his fee for this was a 25-inch colour TV. Boom, boom. Well, many people formed a queue outside the shop, and Les cut the ribbon and then held court behind the counter and had everyone in stitches, telling his usual jokes and stories and doing his impressions of Sissy and Ada, whilst knocking back several gin and tonics. His agent finally persuaded Les to get into the car at around 7:30 p.m. with the TV strapped on the back seat for the drive back to St. Anne's, where he lived. Yeah. Then the other interesting place was Oakwood Club was upstairs at 4:50, Oakwood Parade. And although I wasn't a member of that.
Weren't you?
No. But my father was. My father was a member of Oakwood Club.
What did they do there?
Oh, it's just a talking club, really. The snooker. That's the snooker. I think I had two or three tables, snooker. And then...
And a bar?
Then, yes, and a bar. Yes, a bar was, yes, quite important. Yes, that was quite a successful one, but it didn't grow to any great extent. So we had a very small club membership. But nevertheless, it was successful. In 1942, when I was around his school, I was allocated a fire watching position, and we had to do what fire watching on a rotor system, because the Germans were bombing schools, and. As it happens, Roundy's school was never hit, but nevertheless, the rotor system worked, and I took my place, and we never lost any of our
buildings.
buildings.
And was it fun?
Well, we had a bit of fun. Yes, I think we used to pull each other's legs and say that. I remember we said. There was what, three or four groups people in there.
On the roof,
you see. And we used to make them laugh by saying, they're coming, the Germans are coming. We've just had it on some radio, over the radio, it said the Germans are coming up to Leeds. So, of course, half the boys were laughing at that, and half of them thought it was dangerous and
scary.
Scary. But as it happened, they never turned up. They must have been redirected somewhere else.